Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Arellano, back from my hiatus, and with me is Eric, the producer. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Welcome back, Kim. Great to see you again.
Oh, it's great to be here. I missed everybody. I missed the radio.
I know. It's been like 3 weeks.
So. It has been 3 weeks. So I was in California. I was in your neck of the woods. So I was down in San Francisco.
Oh, beautiful area.
Yeah.
So you probably missed Snowmageddon then.
I actually flew home on Snowmageddon Day.
Oh, really?
So, okay. Yeah, it was funny. They had canceled flights and they weren't sure I was actually going to get out. And so I thought, well, do I reschedule my flight for tomorrow or do I just go in tonight? And so I came in that night, thank goodness, because the next day they canceled everything.
Right.
Got in. We were only 20 minutes late. Everything was great. We go to pull up and the captain comes on and says, well, we have a little problem. The plane that was in the spot that we were supposed to go into had frozen to the jetway.
Oh, no.
Right? So now they had to figure out how to unfreeze the airplane.
Right.
And then they had brought in another airplane to be de-iced, and then there was a plane in front of us. So this whole dance had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So after an hour and a half on the tarmac, I mean, I'm this close to home, and I had to wait an hour and a half on the tarmac.
Did they have to chain up the landing wheels?
They had to. Actually, that was the second thing, is they had not the landing wheels, but they had to get another truck, because then the truck that they used to taxi the planes out, that one got stuck.
Wow.
So they had to go get one that had chains on it to get the airplane out.
It was a mess.
Insane. It was absolutely insane. But that wasn't even the worst of it. So my husband picks me up at the airport, and we're 45 minutes. We're in Snoqualmie, so we're 45
right.
minutes. About 1:30 in the morning, about 2.5 hours later, we finally get home.
Wow.
And I don't think I left for about 5 days after that.
Yeah, that was a longer trip than your flight, probably.
Yeah, it was hideous. And I kind of feel thankful, because even though I came home to ice storm, power outage,
right.
you know, nastiness, I was with my kids, so it was okay.
Sure.
It was better than my brethren that decided to stay the extra day and got stuck down in California for a couple of days. So.
It wouldn't have been so bad for those days.
You know, we were there. So I was there just so that folks know why I was in, is, you know,
right.
as if it's their business. But I'm going to tell you anyway, because it's very
it's
exciting
so
news.
Yeah.
It is. It's really great news. So I was accepted to a doctorate program.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. In psychology and organizational systems. And we'll be talking a lot more about this as we move forward with the show. Not today, but later on. But it was really intense. We were in classes from 9 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night, and it was very, very intense. But man, it was deep thought and deep conversation. But after 8 days of that, I had to come home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's the 7-year-old and the 10-year-old to put everything in perspective. So that was my trip. And so here I am, and I'm back, and I'm really excited to be with everybody today. I think today's going to be a little bit different show than what we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really excited because back in on Thanksgiving Day, I decided to start a new program for weight loss. And in the course of 30 days, I actually
By the
lost.
Way, that's a strange day to pick
well,
to start for weight loss.
Perfect day to start weight loss. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about why, because this program is a little bit different than what you would think.
Because most of us are getting stuffed like a turkey.
And I did.
Buy turkey.
Yes, and I did. That's part of the program, is you have to eat to gain weight, which I've never done before in my life.
Interesting.
It was a psychological experiment, because I'm, anyway, we'll talk more about that. But I have with us today our guest, Diana Duke, and Diana is with an organization of My Weight Loss to Wellness, and she's the one who turned me on to this program, and I've lost 20 pounds on the program, and it's staying off. Thank you very much. I was telling Diana, I said, you know, more than the weight loss, I've got a closet full of clothes that I want to wear again, you know, because, you know, you get to the point where you're wearing your fat clothes and you have to make the decision, do you buy more fat clothes or do you do something drastic to get back into your
right.
regular clothes? And so I wanted to get back into.
I made the decision, I don't care how uncomfortable I am, I'm never going back to the fat clothes.
So you wear them until they're about popping, right?
Right, yeah. So that's motivation in itself, isn't it? That you will get back into feeling comfortable in your regular clothes?
It was certainly for me, but I needed some help. I mean, I tell people that I'm an expert on weight loss. I've done it a million times. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that the motivation sticks with you. But
right.
This was a great program. And we're going to talk. We're going to spend the hour today talking with Diana about this program and why it's so great. And then we have a special offer for Walk the Talk with Kim listeners that you can get a substantial amount off if you'd like to join me. Part of this program is you do it for 30 days and then you take 6 weeks and you stabilize and you normalize. And then if you want to go for more, you go for more. And I'm ready to go for more. And I'd love to have some Walk the Talk with Kim listeners join me. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that. But before we get there, let's invite Diana to the conversation. How are you doing, Diana?
I'm doing fabulous. And I'm just so excited that you've had such amazing success with this.
Yeah.
And you just glow. You glow.
Oh, thank you.
You look great. When I saw you last week for the first time after you began the program,
yeah,
it was a very definitive change in not only how you look, how much weight you've lost, but how you carried yourself with confidence and pleasure. And that just makes my heart sing when people have this kind of success.
Oh, thank you, Diana.
Quickly.
Oh, yeah. It was a really great program for me. And we'll talk. We'll kind of go through my epiphanies.
Okay.
I guess, you know, like mm-hmm. I said, I'm an expert at weight loss. I've done it a million times, but this one was different, and it was different for the reasons that people normally wouldn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly went into this program with a little bit of skepticism, as most do, that, oh, you know, here's another one I can put on the list of tried and didn't succeed. But there's something very, very different about this program. But before we go there, why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey and kind of what brought you to this, and then tell us about the program.
Oh, thank you very much. I'd like to do that. Yes. I arrived at this place by being 85 pounds overweight. I did not see that coming. When I had my first child at 33, my body snapped back. I climbed Mount Rainier the next year. I was very physically fit. I had my second child at around 37, and before I blinked, I had gained a lot of weight, which I attributed to having that child. But it was 5 years down the road, and I thought, wait a minute. That's not baby weight anymore. What's going on here? And I moved. It was a very stressful time in my life, and I moved through a hormonal transition. I'm now 55 years old. And the weight continued to accumulate and pack on. And then at some point, I said to myself, I've got to do something. So this time last year, I began a CrossFit training program. And I loved the strength that I gained. I was able to, my one rep max on a deadlift was almost 170 pounds. Yeah, I think it was 170 pounds. But the weight wasn't coming off. And at that point, I was impeded in my progress in CrossFit training, because that's all about form. And if you can't do the correct form, you end up hurting your body.
Right.
So I said to Dave of Gravity Janes, I'm going to put a plug in there. He's an amazing trainer. Dave, I'll be back. I need to lose this weight because I want to do it well and I don't want to hurt my body. And within a week, I was introduced by a colleague to this program. I had looked at the results of 10,000-13,000 people across the United States all having and meeting their weight loss goals. And I basically just took a deep breath, went on the program just like you, and within a week I'd lost 10 pounds. Within 40 days I'd lost 35. And I was so moved by the program that the end point is a healthier outcome at the cellular level. Your body is healthier when you're done than it was when you started. And that's the mission for me, to take this out into the marketplace, to show people, yes, we can help you reach your rapid weight loss goals, but let's look at what we've done to your body. Let's look at what we've helped restore in your bodily functions, in your hormonal interface inside the body, inside the brain, inside the makeup and nutritional stability of your body, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I said, this is something I have to do as a business. This is my mission, because I can relate to every woman, every man out there who's carried too much weight and has tried and tried and tried again to lose that weight and become healthier. So in the think tank of where I was going to create a business, the My Weight Loss to Wellness is the mission. We wind up healthier.
Right. Excellent. And we'll talk a little bit about the diet itself, or I should say the program itself, because one of the interesting things as you go through the process is you do have a psychological shift. There's a psychological component to this.
Absolutely.
Where you start to get aha's about dieting and aha moments about portions and what you eat. And I mean, this diet, I ate lean ground beef. I ate chicken. I ate fish. I ate vegetables. I ate fruits. And there's nothing on there that you wouldn't want to put in your body. It was all natural, healthy foods. So during the process, I actually detoxed. I haven't had a Diet Coke or Pepsi in almost 3 months now. Don't miss it. Haven't had a cup of coffee or any caffeine whatsoever, and I don't miss it. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that now when I do add foods back in my diet that I haven't eaten in a while, like chocolate or ice cream or something, man, do I feel it. So you almost reprogram and detoxify your body during this process. So you look at things completely different. Of course, the great selling feature is you lose 20 pounds in 30 days or,
right,
you know, 15 to 30. But that's just kind of to pique your interest, to go through the process, you get a whole different perspective. And we are going to be talking more about that when we come back. We're talking with Diana Duke. She is with an organization called My Weight Loss to Wellness. And you can get her information at myweightlosstowellness@gmail.com. I will post all of this information at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the program.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and with my wife, Michelle, we're local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been harmed or wronged in our communities. If you have a personal injury from a car crash or a property hazard, an industrial injury, a defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, the Pearson Law Firm can help you anywhere, anytime. Contact us today for a free case evaluation at 1-800-423-8473. That number again is 1-800-423-8473. Or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Do you wish you could train your brain to be more creative? ThinkShop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has trained individuals at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. Learn our proven process to think creatively and make great ideas happen. Our trainings are offered in person and online. Learn more at thinkshop.com.
Have you heard the phrase, "The beatings will continue until morale improves"? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Walk the Talk for Success, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focused on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Walk the Talk for Success, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
You too can lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days with the My Weight Loss to Wellness Accelerated Weight Loss Program. No celebrities, no HCG, and no prepackaged food. See results in just 7 days. We use award-winning science-based nutrition and natural botanicals. Save $100 with the listener appreciation discount for Walk the Talk with Kim listeners who enroll through February 29th. For information, contact myweightlosstowellness@gmail.com. And mention Walk the Talk with Kim.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
Welcome back. You're listening to Kim Ariano on Walk the Talk with Kim. And I'm joined today by my friend Diana Duke. And I have to thank you very much for introducing me to this program, because certainly for me, I'm a very busy person. I think that's an understatement, but yes. I mean, I'm not going to say, yeah, I'm real busy, and it's an understatement. I'm way too busy and I've got way too much going on, probably not for my own good, but that's just kind of how I roll. And I remember talking with Diana and saying, you know, the weight loss is great. You know, you talk about weight loss. That's great. If I get anything out of it, that's peachy. But what I'm really, really interested in is, like I said, is getting into my old clothes. But it was even more than that. I had felt myself kind of move into this mom role where you have these kids and you're eating what they're eating and you're taking a McDonald's and eating it too. And you're just, you're in this phase of eating with your kids and like your kids and for your kids. And, I realized that my persona in the corporate world needed to shift a little bit. I couldn't walk in there, you know, grabbing my shirt all the time and covering my boobs with it because they're getting so darn large and they're very mom-like, but not exactly that corporate persona. And it was very, very important for me that I was able to appear on the outside what I felt I was on the inside. And I think I had lost a little bit of that. And I think that some of that comes with weight loss. And I think some of that comes from, you know, who you are kind of is what you eat at times. And, mm-hmm. and you can kind of see people's emotions and the way that they carry themselves, and they can be the same weight, but they look totally different. And so I wanted to get back to, I wasn't worried as much about the weight loss as I was about getting back to where I can stand tall and I can really feel it, feel good. And I wasn't feeling good. And it's because I was a toxic waste bin as far as I was concerned about what I had in my body and how I was treating my body. So of the many benefits, and we'll talk about that today, I think one of the greatest benefits is my family has discovered lean ground beef. Awesome. I've never eaten lean ground beef before because, or if I had, it's been like, ugh, lean ground beef. But we got creative with how we cooked it, and I started cooking it, and the family started eating it, and we noticed actually it's better. It tastes better. It doesn't have as much fat, you know, so you're not wasting as much. The burger steak, you know, there's all these really great reasons. But I noticed that through the process of me getting clean, my family started to as well.
That's fabulous.
And so those are just a couple of the little benefits as we talk through the program. So Diana, tell me now, you went on this journey and you've lost a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot of weight. Yes.
You look fantastic.
Thank
from
you.
When I first saw you as well. And you're
I'm halfway there.
You're halfway there. So you're still working on the program. But you've worked with a lot of people that have successfully done this program in other parts, correct?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And can you tell us a little bit about some of those successes?
Well, I'm going to start with my family. My husband, who is the same age I am, had a fabulous metabolism. When he ate, he would sweat. He would just burn it. He could eat as much as anyone. And in the last year and a half, something happened to his metabolism as well. And it just stopped. And he packed 35 pounds on. Last year, he climbed Mount Rainier. This year, he was not able to do half of the physical activity he had desired. And we looked at what was going on. And what I saw were tremendous portion sizes that he used to be able to eat. He watched me. He watched me lose weight quickly. He watched me become more energized and vibrant. And in 2 weeks, he said, okay, I'm doing this with you too. Now, he outpaced me on the weight loss. Men will do that. My son had always been the chubby one, let's say. And even through wrestling and everything else, he was always carrying excess weight around the tummy.
I hope he's okay with you saying that.
I didn't ask. We'll find out, won't we?
But it was a girl.
I told him when he walked in last night, I said, hey, do a 360 there. I said, do you realize this is the first time in your life you've had a flat tummy? He's flat tummy. He's ripped. He's a CrossFit trainer. He looks absolutely fabulous. I walked into my husband's medical office last week. People didn't recognize me. Mm-hmm. And so on the home front, portion sizes have changed, redirected ourselves back to healthy food.
Now, your husband's a doctor, or he's a scientist, correct?
He's trained in naturopathic medicine from Bastyr University.
Right.
So and he works in the medical field.
So he vetted this all out for you.
He did. He did. And I really looked to him for that guidance. He brought to me the nutritional package that supports the weight loss, and the company that formulates that stands out among any in the marketplace because of science-based pharmaceutical-grade formulation of their product lines. Mm-hmm. They're actually listed in the physician's desk reference, and they have breaking technology that gives you a very important biomarker called an antioxidant score. That's exclusive to this company, and what's relevant about that is the antioxidant presence in your living tissue is indicative of how healthy your immune system is, how healthy you are. And their science is now showing a direct correlation in values of your antioxidant score and tied directly to disease states, whether it's cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer. And this technology, this breakthrough technology, was actually featured on a Dr. Oz program, I think it was last September. And what was relevant about that is he showcased the value, the typical value the American person has is at a level that is correlated with disease, and talked about how important it was to get your antioxidants up and to be able to track them. And that's one of the benefits of our program. We're able to give you a baseline score. We're able to improve your antioxidant score, and we're able to prove that. And that's what's missing in many, many weight loss programs, is they cannot validate the change in your health state in your body as mm-hmm. we can. And I'm really passionate about educating people about that.
So we hear HCG. That's, mm-hmm. you know, what we hear going around. And mm-hmm. for those the folks that don't know, it's a human...
chorionic gonadotropin.
Thank you.
It's a hormone.
It's a hormone.
It's a hormone.
It's a pregnancy hormone is basically what it is. And so it tricks your body into thinking that you're pregnant. And I remember when I was pregnant and after I had my baby, the weight came off so dang fast. So I'm mm-hmm. assuming that that probably has a little bit to do with it. And so people are getting injections. Some people are buying injections off the internet. Mm-hmm. So there's this whole HGC thing, but this is not HCG.
No, it is not. And the thing about HCG is while it's effective, you have to keep in mind you're infusing your body with a hormone. That's not necessarily a good thing. And I actually did try that program, and I had my own issues with that program, and they were very concerning. I was mm-hmm. being evaluated as to whether I had cancer or not because mm-hmm. of the side effects that I had had. Now, what I'm concerned about with HCG, when it's done under the guise of a physician, you have a better chance of success. But when people are randomly buying this off the internet, you have absolutely no idea of the sourcing, what's truly in it or anything. Right. So it's a dangerous. In fact, the FDA is now closing down companies that are sourcing HCG. So,
And that was when you and I had first talked, uh-huh. I said, I don't want to have anything to do with HCG because I had just had my own issues with thyroid, mm-hmm. Thyroiditis and thyroid issues. I said, the last thing I want to do is to inject hormone in my body right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. And you said, well, that's not what this is, even though the process of the diet is very, very similar in the way that it works in the hypothalamus in the brain.
Right.
Can you explain that for us?
Yes. This program utilizes first a broad-spectrum nutritional base to manage cortisol, a stress hormone in your body, to detoxify your liver, to add the right probiotics, to add a broad-spectrum nutrition, and add late-breaking science around genetic-based enhancement of the mitochondria in your cell. That being said, one key element is that we've also looked at a natural botanical accelerant that uses a glycerin base, and it infuses or imprints a vibrational signature of many different botanicals as well as the vibrational signature of HCG. And what that means in layman's terms is this glycerin-based sublingual drop goes to your body, speaks to your body, and affects your body in the same way HCG does without
The hormones.
The hormones without the side effects. And that's the same with some of the botanicals used in that glycerin base. You're actually not putting those in the body, but you're offering to the body the vibrational signature that has the effect of helping you reduce weight, suppress the appetite, and so forth.
So the idea is that the hypothalamus, which is responsible for our metabolism?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I don't look at the brain from the perspective of health. I look at the brain from the perspective of behavior. So thank you. So your hypothalamus, and so you're basically reprogramming your hypothalamus to say, you know, we know this is what you think of is food and how you eat food and what you do
and
with it when
you
get it
eat.
And how much you should eat it. We're going to give you a little shock to the system, and I'm going to tell you what that shock is. Probably the best part of the diet. I'm going to tell you that now, when in actuality it's the hardest part of the diet. We'll talk about that in a minute. She's laughing because she knows what we're going to talk about. And then it helps you kind of maintain and get yourself back to a healthy way of eating, meaning smaller portion sizes, the right nutrients. And I'll talk a little bit more about the cortisol and what that helped with me, because I am a very busy woman, and I'm running Mach 5 with my hair on fire. And so, you know, I get a little anxious. And so the cortisol tablets that I took immediately made a difference for me on that. But what's the shock to the system?
The shock to the system is
when you first start the diet.
When you first start the diet, you'd never believe this. You are supposed to eat as much fat-containing food as you can possibly get down in 2 days. We're talking bacon and bacon and more bacon and bacon-wrapped bacon. You're talking cheeseburgers and fries, ice cream, chocolate.
Eggnog. I was lucky
eggnog.
For the eggnog because that's
eggnog.
A lot. Of, I had
that's
no
right.
idea how horrible eggnog is.
Can
you.
Be. That's right. And it's like that's everybody's dream.
Right.
But after you've done that first day, the second day is, oh, my gosh, put your fat pants on.
It's torture.
Lots of elastic because you're just going to feel
I remember
horrible.
Just shaking.
Yeah.
I'm eating a burger going, I can't do this anymore.
And your body's on overload. That's what's really happening there. And here's the reason you do that. Okay. There is a natural hormone on your body called leptin. And there's a conversation between that hormone and your hypothalamus. And when they speak, they say, we have enough fat stores, caloric intake to get by. But what happens is the more fat you accumulate, particularly around the midsection, that conversation stops happening. And the hypothalamus says, okay, I'm confused. I don't understand, but I will keep adding caloric intake and storing fat. I'll keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. And all of a sudden, that conversation never works anymore. What we're doing is and that source of the conversation is a function of how much fat is stored subcutaneously under your skin. That's the amazing thing. It's not how much is around your belly. It's what's under your skin. So what we do is we supersaturate the subcutaneous areas of fat so that when you start that detox with the drops, what happens is your body naturally turns to the excess abnormal stored fat and starts using that for energy.
Right. Good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you how you can get $100 off of this program. We're going to talk more about it with Diana Duke and her organization, My Weight Loss to Wellness. Welcome back. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and since 1977, we at the Pearson Law Firm have guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice and restitution in insurance disputes and personal injury claims. At the Pearson Law Firm, we work hard to secure justice in civil matters with a network of resources, a wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473. That's 1-800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation. Or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Here's a unique way to give back. Snoqualmie Valley business owner Chris Fagan of Think Shop is using her family adventure as a way to raise money for good. In December, her family will climb Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa, to help raise money to build two classrooms at a school in Tanzania. Learn more or make a donation at KilimanjaroForKids.com.
Does your organization crave new ideas? Think Shop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has inspired creative thinking at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. We help you imagine new offerings, strategies, or ways of doing business. Our proven processes and engaging workshops deliver powerful results. Learn more at thinkshop.com.
Lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days and be that sexy Valentine again. We offer a rapid, effective, and safe program that transforms your health as fast as it transforms your body. Get started now and save $100 with the Listener Appreciation Discount for Walk the Talk with Kim listeners who enroll through February 29th. For information, contact myweightloss2wellness@gmail.com and mention Walk the Talk with Kim.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
You're listening to the Smooth Sounds. No, you're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, and I'm Kim Ariano. And you just heard a commercial for KilimanjaroForKids.com. That's Chris Fagan's company. I just want to let everybody know that Chris and her family went on that trip and they went up the mountain. Unfortunately, young man got sick before they can reach the summit. So Chris had to come back with her son. But their experience was incredible. And her next adventure right now is she's going, I don't remember if she's going to the South Pole or the North Pole. I think it's the North Pole. And so she spent the last 10 days, I think, in the frozen tundra of Wisconsin. And you can check out our page if you go to Think Shop on Facebook and check out her picture there. She's just on a whirlwind. So we're very excited and just really wanted to root for Chris Fagan and her quest for enlightenment, I guess. But she's doing some incredible things out there. But you can still go to KilimanjaroForKids.com and donate to that cause. And that goes to help kids in Africa as well. So congratulations to Chris on what you've done and what you continue to do. We're talking with Diana Duke, and the organization is MyWeightLossToWellness@gmail.com. You may have heard the commercial that if you're a Walk the Talk with Kim listener, you are eligible for a $100 discount off of the cost of the program, which is huge. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how what are the pieces and the components of it. But, you know, if you're thinking it's thousands of dollars, it's not. But if you are excited to get started, you can go to myweightlosstowellness@gmail.com and you can email Diana directly and she'll give you tons of information. She'll even go to your doctor with you, which we highly recommend anyway. And I did as well, as to, you know, you'll get all of the information, take it to your doctor, get your checkup, get all your blood work done so you know what your starting point is. And have them look at the program and give a thumbs up, thumbs down, you know, based on what your doctor says. But Diana, you were even telling me that you just spoke with a cardiologist who felt very hopeful that his patient might actually get off some medications going on this diet.
Absolutely. And I was amazed. Kudos to the doctor to being open to look at this at the level he did. The particular client has a significant amount of weight to lose. More importantly, I believe she was on 17 different medications for one thing or another. And not only do we recommend you consult with your physician, we have a service that ties us into the formulators of the product to get an initial read on whether there are any contraindications. With medications that amount, of course, it required sitting down with her physician. And I'm pleased to say not only did he approve this, he recommended that her husband join in this as well, and wanted to see her in 3 months with the results and the data and the increases in her antioxidant scores and so on and so forth. So
excellent. So what do you get? You get the drops, and then depending upon what your needs are, and so you might have different fluctuations of different supplements that you would take with the program. So about how much do you think?
In pricing?
Yes.
Yes, it runs about $300, the significant discount. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel a very heartfelt need to pay this forward and would like to discount this for your listeners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
One thing to keep in mind is we didn't get here overnight, and the course correction for your body through nutrition and through resources that manage cortisol infusion in your body and so forth takes some time to self-correct. So we are asking for a 90-day commitment, because at the end of the day, I will be able to prove to people not only have they lost that weight, but they are significantly more healthy. And when you translate that into dollars that you're putting into medications and
or health, food.
Or food, or yes, yeah. I mean, our grocery bill.
Food. Yeah.
Our grocery bill went down substantially.
I have fallen in love with tilapia.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And boy, you can get creative with different ways to cook it, and it feels good to eat.
And wasn't it fun to have a guidebook that yeah. offered recipes and a tracker and mm-hmm. tips and tricks for success and
even
girlfriends to lock arms with? Exactly.
Yeah, if you're vegetarian, yeah. Mm-hmm. And shrimp and lobster, ladies and gentlemen, are on the menu.
Langostino,
and I ate my yes, I did. I ate it. You can go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and get more information as well, or just email myweightlosstowellness@gmail.com with this information. So we talked about the starting phase. You've got two. I actually did 3 days because, you know, mm-hmm. I just really wanted to work hard at that gaining stage. And I probably could have done with the two. That third day was torture. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolute torture. And so Eric says, Thanksgiving, what a silly day to start. Actually, that was the perfect day to start, right?
Really?
Now it makes sense.
Yes.
Well, because you have to eat as many calories as you can. You have to eat between 5,000 and 7,000 calories a day.
Wow.
And it's funny because we probably eat about that mm-hmm. unconsciously, or when we're going, oh my gosh, I need to lose weight. And then you pack in a bunch of calories. Mm-hmm. But this huge shift came. And to all my brothers and sisters out there that are skinny minis that have always complained about having to gain weight, and you've been scoffed and laughed at and snarled at by your heavier counterparts, I think that I have a newfound sense of love and empathy for you, because it's almost harder when you're consciously. I have never in my life ever eaten to gain weight. And so you have a complete paradigm shift. You have this paradox of what food is. And when you're using food as a method to actually pack on pounds, I'm sure there's actors out there that do that as well, they'll tell you. It's almost mm-hmm. easier to lose weight in some cases than it is to gain it, psychologically mm-hmm. speaking, because of all of the 40 plus years of, you know, don't eat that, don't eat that, don't eat that. And then you're sneaking it. Well, now you're not sneaking. You have permission mm-hmm. and you are eating as much, drinking as much eggnog as I possibly could, which thank goodness for eggnog, because I got a lot of calories in with eggnog.
That's
I don't know
right.
what I'm going to do this time. Oh, it's Valentine's chocolate.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'll be harking down on the chocolate. yeah, and I was having chocolate bars with caramel in them and shakes and all these kinds of things. But I was ready. I was so ready to start the second portion of the diet by the time we got there. It felt really good to get the cleansing part started. You're
well,
ready for it.
You know, as I listen to you, one of the positive outcomes of this whole process is there's a reconnection mentally between what you're doing to your body and how it's speaking back to you. And when you're loading up like that and you feel so uncomfortable, you say to yourself, wow, this yeah. isn't necessary. Why am I doing this?
When you're not eating because of emotion, because
exactly.
most of us eat because it releases the endorphins that we need for whatever emotional reason.
Right.
When you're not eating for that reason, mm-hmm. there's something inside your brain that goes, what?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. What?
Right.
And it just shocks your system. It's amazing how it works.
Well, and the other piece that I'd like to really emphasize about this program and the service that I offer is my clients receive a what I'm calling a product bulletin that's an education piece that ties them directly to the scientists who have formulated these products with educational videos online or product information pages that have the detailed science behind the product and so forth, so they can actually self-educate themselves what the scientific community now believes to be issues tied to weight gain.
Right.
For example, cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
That hormone, that stress hormone constantly infused in your body is a villain of having your body store and accumulate excess fat for caloric response in a emergency situation. Now, the interesting thing about cortisol is it's our bodies are designed naturally to, while you sleep, build up cortisol very quickly. This is what wakes you up. The ideal situation is that then that cortisol is no longer infused in your body on a calm, you know, 24-hour period. Then you start building up again during the evening. A problem is with the stressful lives that we live, we constantly have cortisol infusion, and our bodies are constantly adding a caloric store so that we have the resources when we need them. Now, the irony is the more weight that you pack on, particularly around the tummy area and so forth, the more cortisol is emitted, and it becomes a vicious cycle. So you have resources through our program to learn more about how you got there.
Right.
And what you can actually do right. to make long-term permanent changes in your life and health.
So you start day three, or day four in my case, mm-hmm. with probably the most controversial part of the diet, caloric restriction.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And so I say, what was the word that I used? I said, I forgot. people will say, well, you know, if you're only having 500 calories a day, and I know as soon as I said that, people are going, what? Oh, yes, my gosh, 500. Yes. Oh, my gosh. What am I going to do with 500 calories a day? It doesn't mean that you're only using 500 calories a day. You're actually using 500 calories a day plus however many calories you need that's in fat.
That's right. In that stored fat.
Yeah. So you're using your stored fat for energy. You're not getting it from food.
Right.
And that I think is the difference. And I liken it to, you know, if any of you guys, men or women out there, burn fires, you notice that when you put a piece of dry wood in the fire, mm-hmm. it burns hot and it burns immediate, and then it burns away and you need more wood right away. And that's kind of like what your body is on sugar,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
And carbohydrates is, it's that dry wood, it goes, and then it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're constantly trying to put more calories in, and your body is using whatever calories it needs and storing the rest.
Mm-hmm.
With this particular diet, you're using that 500 calories a day that's in lean meats and proteins and vegetables.
The healthy
and fruits, the healthy pieces of it. And it's using that for the basic things that you need. I mean, you eat better at 500 calories than most people eat at 2,500 calories. You
right.
really, really do. And then it's like putting wet wood in the fire. And so you put wet wood, takes a little while to get started, but it burns long, it burns hot, and it burns for an extended period of time. So when you're not eating, you're burning fuel, you're burning that fat. And your body isn't craving that food or craving that quick fuel anymore because it's got enough in the stores, and it's using the stores of your system to actually eat it.
Right. And so many of our clients report going through this and not feeling hungry.
Wasn't hungry.
No hunger.
Nope. Which
and
was shocking.
It is. Now, we're flexible enough to move to 1,000 calories if someone's uncomfortable at that level, if their physician says so. I've had physicians tell me I'm comfortable at 800.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work with 800. So what we do is we take the 500 calorie diet and double it.
Right.
You know? And the client can expect perhaps a less aggressive weight loss, but our vision is to create health.
Right.
And if your body is responding best at 1,000 calories and this, I would rather see you take just a wee bit more time and do it well and do it right so that when you're done, you're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan. Let's get healthy.
I had to remember to eat. And
oh, me too.
And
that's my worst.
I forget. And I had everything very planned out. And so, I mean, understand this is during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to parties.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a weekend with the whole entire family where they had big dinner. And I just had my own food prepared. I had lobster. I had shrimp. I had fish. I had learned how to cook asparagus for the first time in my life.
Mm.
And so I, you know, was eating really awesome, good asparagus. Learned about different spices and things that are out there that I've never tried before. And so I didn't ever feel deprived. And here's another psychological thing. Actually, we need to take a break. When we come back, I want to tell you about something about myself that was huge that I discovered about the food and what food does to our system and how we have other olfactory things. Our nose can actually help us eat less. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am a disco.
You too can lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days with the My Weight Loss to Wellness Accelerated Weight Loss Program. No celebrities, no HCG, and no prepackaged food. See results in just 7 days. We use award-winning science-based nutrition and natural botanicals. Save $100 with the Listener Appreciation Discount for Walk the Talk with Kim listeners who enroll through February 29th. For information, contact My Weight Loss to Wellness at gmail.com. And mention Walk the Talk with Kim.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson. And at our firm, whether we're working on an automobile crash case or helping a client who's been injured by a defective product, we focus on justice. We're passionate about serving our clients. Our successful approach focuses on the right issue at the right time with the best tools and expertise available. We focus on collaboration and cooperation. Clients support that process, and they respect our abilities to manage the legal process, to demystify it, and to explain choices and opportunities, and also their responsibilities. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's P-E-A-R-S-O-N, LawFirm.com. Or you can check us out at WalkTheTalkWithKim.com.
Hello, this is Kim Ariano of Walk the Talk with Kim. The reality is staggering. South Africa has one of the highest incidences of HIV/AIDS in the world. This fact results in millions of orphans left in the care of other family members, friends, or fending for themselves in child-headed households. Focus on Itemba offers orphans and vulnerable children a new direction in life through loving foster care homes with committed parents and a real opportunity for a good education. Please consider sponsoring a child to receive the needed stability to change their world. Go to itembakids.org or follow the links from walkthetalkwithkim.com. Remember the pink tow truck? It was a Seattle icon. But did you know the mastermind behind the marketing was also one of Seattle's successful entrepreneurs? Learn life lessons from Ed Lincoln by reading his new autobiography, Life Through the Rearview Mirror. Available at area bookstores and online, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and click on the link.
Body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk 1150 covers it all.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, the not-so-smooth sounds of Eric over here. A little get it jump started.
Yeah.
Get the fire going.
You're talking about the fire.
Right. The slow burn,
the
as
slow
it were.
Burn,
the
yeah.
slow burn of fat just melting away. So I how many inches did I lose? I forgot to write that down. Gosh, at least 26, I think.
You look entirely different.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was definitely. And I've heard a lot of people say, you look thinner. Your face looks thinner. I said, I know. It's great, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel it's funny because people say that and I don't feel like a new person. I feel like the person I've always been.
Yeah, that was just kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
All of that other stuff, wasn't
just,
it?
Yeah, it was just extra, you know, extra mm-hmm. fluff that was just kind of hanging on. And I didn't see myself that way. So I think now I'm carrying myself the way that I've always been,
right,
but without that unconscious extra fluff that hunches your shoulders and, you know, makes you hide and, you
right.
know, kind of I don't want to get in front of anybody. And
well, you know, I have like 40 more pounds to lose and I feel like I've lost it all already. I'm just
yeah.
that much more comfortable. And when I yeah. talk with people, I say, I know what you want. I know you'd like to be able to step up out of a chair and not have your knees hurt. I know that you'd like to be able to wear the clothes that you've been passionate about and you know you look amazing in.
Yeah.
And good for you for having kept yours.
I did. I put them in. I have another bucket, though. I've got another bucket.
Awesome.
So the next 20 pounds, I've got a real good bucket that I'm going to go pull down. And I actually went through and I cleaned out my closet.
Awesome.
During this whole process. And I was able to really let go of a lot of different things. And so it was a really great emotional experience, wonderful experience.
Cleansing all the way around, huh?
It was very, very cleansing all the way around. And boy, I've never drank so much water and tea in my life, but I always yeah. have it handy. And I just have a lot more energy. And I've been off of it for 6 weeks now. So, I mean, I understand that this has been 6 weeks. And Some things have crept back in, mm-hmm. But certainly not bread or pastas or, mm-hmm. you know, heavy dairies or anything like that. And my portion sizes have not mm-hmm. gone back to where they were before because I can actually eat. I think the thing for me, and kind of to go back what I was talking about before the break, one thing that I noticed. So we went to this one Christmas party, and it was a women's Christmas party, and Cynthia Golpe, I'm going to plug her with my cakes. She is the best baker on the face of the planet. The woman is skilled beyond skilled. And you can find her information at the Women in Business website. You can get that off my page. But anyway, I'll give a plug to her. Just makes the most incredible baked goods. Her family owns one of the largest bakeries in the Philippines. So she's got it in her blood. And she does these incredible, beautiful wedding cakes and things. But she brings us baked goods often mm-hmm. Within the Women in Business meetings. And so we were having our Women in Business holiday party. And she brought in what happens to be one of my favorite, which is lemon cake.
Saw that.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And so she plopped this thing down in front of me, and I remember looking at it, and all my women in business friends that knew that I was on this diet were looking at me going, is she going to cheat? Is she going to eat it? Which, oh, Kim, it tastes terrible. You don't want any of it. And I remember just kind of laughing at him, and I went, you know, this is an interesting experiment because I don't want to eat it. I really didn't want to eat it, but I wanted to experience it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to eat it. And so I thought, well, this is going to sound funny. What if I sniff it? And so I got myself a little piece of it and I sniffed it. And what I noticed right off the bat is, you know, when you eat that first piece of chocolate or that piece of moist cake or that warm bread just out of the oven, you get that, oh, that all over body tingly kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You can get that off of smelling too. You don't have to eat it. You can get that off of smelling. And when you, the thing is that the drops make you, you really don't want to eat it. You just, and it's not a willpower thing. At all. You just don't. It just, ugh, food, you know, that you just know it would, it's not something you want. But when you smell it, you can get that guilt-free indoor and you start to realize your relationship with food.
Sure.
And so I would smell my poor daughter every time she walked by me. Let me smell your ice cream. Let me smell your peanut butter. And it was an experiment for me, not because I wanted to eat it, but because I was trying to figure out what memories that elicited and uh-huh. trying to figure out where it took me and how it made me feel. And I started to record it just like a scientist, just mm-hmm. like a psychological scientist on, you know, why I was sniffing it and what it reminded me of. And I was able to get everything emotionally that I needed off of food without actually having to put it in my mouth. That was huge for me.
That awareness that you start relating again to what your body is telling you and who am I in this place in my life. I can relate to that. I have my affinity for chocolate chip cookies comes from my mother who mm-hmm. passed on when she was only 49. But chocolate chip cookies were what she did to treat her children and share love with her children was to bake.
Right.
And I would find that when I was missing my mom, I was baking up a couple of dozen chocolate chip cookies before I, you know, realized what had hit. And then you're tasting the batter and then you're having one, maybe three.
Right.
And everybody out there, of course, can relate to this. But more to the point, what I found is I enjoyed cooking for my family and in just being in the cooking for my family was fun enough. I didn't have to eat what they ate.
Yeah.
And we've switched a lot of what we eat in the household. And I've found replacements. Here's a great tip. Take an apple, core it, slice it up, broil it very quickly, and put stevia and cinnamon on it, and you have apple pie. Mm. It doesn't taste any different, and you don't have the crust you have. In fact, I do that with my grapefruit in the morning. It tastes just as amazing.
Will you please email that to me and I'll make sure that I put that on the website. So when you go to Walk the Talk with Kim, you're going to get the show. You're going to get the information on how to get $100 off of the program and how to reach out to Diana at myweightlosstowellness@gmail.com. And we'll even throw that recipe in there for you.
You bet.
That's great.
You'll
so I'm going to have to try that one myself.
You bet.
Oh, for sure. So I invite you to join me on the next. I'll probably be starting in the next week or two. I think I've got there's some timing issues. You know, not to get too gruesome, but you need to work around your menstrual cycle on this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm giving way too much information. but next week or two, Eric's over here going, oh, my God.
Eyebrows are raising.
Two minutes
to go. We got to go. So you're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. And this is My Weight Loss to Wellness. Again, I'm 20 pounds down and got 20 more to go. Diana, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
And thank you. I'm so honored. And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Is there anything else anybody needs to know?
I'm just passionate about everybody having those same results. Contact me and we can talk you through the program. I'm anxious to help.
I think what you'll find out in working with Diana, too, she's not pushy. I mean, this isn't about, you know, this isn't a multi-level marketing thing necessarily as it relates to what you're trying to accomplish here. This is really a passion for you.
It's and a passion, so and I want people to understand their bodies and that there is science-based support out there, not just a random, hey, let's use a celebrity to promote a product.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And there's groups, so people can join groups and can help each other and get educated.
And I'll be working on a meetup that they can come.
Very, very good. Thank you very much. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. All this information and more will be on Walk the Talk with Kim. Join us next week at 3 o'clock p.m. for our next installment. And in the meantime, if you have iTunes, you can download us on iTunes. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Thank you for joining us. And please go out there and seize the day and have a beautiful day. It's a beautiful